And though you can't know this, it is very difficult physically these days. I mean, I'm getting hit hard right now. When I go to the libraries, they're on me like white on rice. And it's all not seen by those around. I mean, when I had to try to go to the library, when I went to the library recently, it was an endurance test. And I've so filled up with mucus, you know, I had to go walk afterwards, come back and just empty all this mucus. And you know, folks look at you, they think you're throwing up. They think you're, who knows what they think. But what they cannot imagine is that we have a shadow state that attacks people with electromagnetic force weapons. You know, nobody is going to believe that. I'm not sure. You guys do. You know, my body is the only proof, and it's not available to offer as proof. It's hard to document this. So we are going to have to, I don't know what we're going to have to do. I just struggle with it every day. So if it takes a while, it's going to come one at some point. And it's just, they put these, you know, barriers before our doing what we have to do to get free. It's just that we have to remember always, keep in our hearts. There's no greater love, and there's no other way at this time for us to do this, but to carry on through the barriers they put in our path, and help our brothers and sisters globally, because the same barriers are going to be placed, are likely being placed. That was an important reminder when I read that little blurb from that little excerpt from Lauren Murray's article, which I've posted several times the link to, the whistleblower from DARPA, when she recalled that story of the bad faith displayed between, there were meetings between the Soviet Union and the U.S. in the 50s, I think she said, that did not go well, about EMF and how to use this dangerous force responsibly. And somehow they didn't go well because the talks broke off. And the next thing was that the U.S. Embassy in Moscow got blasted with electromagnetic force to the extent that three ambassadors were killed and numerous people fell ill. And, but what I'm bringing that up again to mention is that what I've neglected to call attention to was the fact that this is international, that there are many nations. I mean, it isn't just the U.S. and the now Russia that has these weapons. If Russia has these weapons, if the U.S. has these weapons, all of the big guys, you know, the global, all states who are part of the upper end of the hierarchy have these weapons. And this is, if our brothers and sisters internationally are not being attacked with these, I'd be very surprised. So this is something we all have to get on top of. And I probably shouldn't say this because it's just total surmise. When she says, or speculation, when she says that this is a space-based weapon, and then I read, I don't know if you caught that article about the astronaut just back from the space station, which is it is an international space station, complaining about his head burning, which mine is right now, and his skin being ultra, ultra sensitive, which mine is every day. I have to tell you, it planted a little seed in my brain. It's like, really? International space station, space-based weapon, what is up? But let me modify that. I mean, not modify. Let me add a coda to my speculation, which is that nothing is more important than us focusing on what we want. You know, let the revelations come after. Let's focus now, please, on getting our associations together that visualize and work with our brothers and sisters about reclaiming these bodies we walk around in. We don't need to know chapter and verse of all they do. What we do need is to believe that we deserve every bit of these gifts we were given. All of us. That we are good-hearted. All of us. And that we deserve to be able to express our love for all of us, for all life itself.